Good morning, everyone. I have not been on this podcast lately, but I do have a Facebook page you guys can go follow. I have been doing live interviews with people, spreading motivation, spreading hope, giving inspiration, people talking about their struggles, you know, how they overcame their struggles, telling their stories, you know, where they came from, to give hope to other people. If you guys want to go follow my page on Facebook, it is called Transformation to Becoming. Transformation to Becoming. It's an awesome, everything is motivational, everything is inspirational, all positive. If you're having a bad day, my page definitely is filled with things to lift you up, to get your mind off of things and to redirect your thoughts, because our thoughts are the main things that actually control the world around us. You know, I'm not saying that you won't have a negative thought, because we all gonna have a negative thought, but we have to learn how to redirect those thoughts. And I have a page filled with positive quotes, positive energy. You guys go check out Transformation to Becoming. I'm gonna give you guys a side note. The reason why a lot of people in this world end up stuck and out of place in life is because a lot of people actually can't admit to themselves that they're hurt or that they're wounded. And when we are in this world and our childhood, we end up going to search for the very thing that we were neglected in our childhood. Whether it be love, whether it be attention, it could be a numerous of things that kids get neglected from in their childhood that they end up going into the world searching for. And they end up connecting to the wrong people or the wrong environments in search of these things. And we also have to learn how to hold on to the things that is good in our lives. And the things that are bad, we have to learn how to remove them. We cannot hold on to those things, because those things are a hindrance to our growth, to our life, to our journey, to our path. It's not worth it. Just, if you can't figure out, you should be able to figure out exactly what it is that you feel like you lacked in your childhood, because I guarantee you, you've been out there searching for it and you just haven't, you've been out there searching for it, but you just haven't really grasped it, exactly what it is that you're in search of. Because you searching for the wrong thing, the whole thing. We have to bow down and actually go search for God. Because God is going to show you everything that you need to know about your life. He's going to show you everything you need to know about who you are. That's the best answer that I can give you for that. Because I struggled with the same thing. I lacked love in my childhood. So I was out there in the world searching for love in all the places that was damaging me. These people I was connecting to, now I can't say all of them, but a couple of people that I did connect to, they were damaging me internally. And I had to finally just bow down to God and just give it all to God. And when I gave it all to God wholeheartedly and I meant it with my whole heart, He began to reveal to me everything in my past that I was lacking, that I was in search of, but I was in search of the wrong way. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added unto you. And it is the truth. And that was when I bowed down and decided to just give it all to God and told God, like, He was the only one that can do anything with what was going on in my life. That's when everything began to change for me, because I truly meant it. I truly wanted whatever it was that he had for me in my life. And you have to mean it. If you want to change, bow down, give it to God, and he will help you. He will guide you. He will give you instructions. Like, he will turn your life around completely. You have to trust him. You have to trust the process. The process is not an easy process, but it's very much doable. Like I say, you have to always keep a positive thought. You have to always know how to redirect your thoughts when negative thoughts come about. Because our mind is the most powerful muscle that we have in our body, and you have to learn how to use it the right way if you want to get through your journey. I just came in on this podcast just to tell you guys, you know, if you want to touch base with me, you can go to my Facebook page, Transformation to Becoming, and follow me over there. Love you guys. You know, have an awesome day. You know, and just stay positive. Talk to you later.